Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Grace and peace to you, family, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for this day. We are still continuing, family, with the spirit of barrenness, and today we will be doing part two. I hope you are blessed, part one, family. And God is God of mercy. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Even the that more radio pulpit, our God is faithful, so that you have them in Jesus' name. Family, let us pray. Papa mo lebitsone le matla la Kriste Jesu o halalela o mutimu ya matla o mutimu ya phila. We thank you, Spirit of the Living God, gore o mogolo wa leng go rona than the one in the world. Re a leboga, mighty God, gore wena o mutimu. Re a leboga even le mo letsatsing la ka Jeko. Our Father, it is by the grace of God that we are standing. It is by the grace of God hore retle retlo kopana retlo dula and hear what God is saying mo maphilong a rona ke mo hau fela Jehova hona le mo opedi areng ke mone Jesu ke a motseba o re direla tsedi botse fela a lentswela ha modimo letse tsedi botse fela baneng ba gao go bane wena o morena. In Jesus name, amen. Amen and amen. I greet you all in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, once again, Jesus Christ. The theme for this message is Breaking the Spirit of Barrenness, Part 2. We are continuing from where we have left last week. Ritswela pele re bolela gore e sale modimo e sale morena. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We are reading more Isaiah chapter 54 verse 1. Isaiah 54 verse 1, and I will be quoting even other scriptures, the reference scriptures to this. Yona e balega ka tsela e. Sing, barren woman, who has never had a baby. Fill the earth with song, you who have never experienced childbearing. You're ending, you are ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. God says so. You will end up with many children than a married woman. How we balaka the amplified version. Realeboga mutimu isalimurena. Bible ebulela gore, oh you barren woman. She who has not given birth. Bible ire, break forth into joyful shout and rejoice. She who has not gone into labor with child. For the spiritual sons of the desolate one will be more numerous than the son of the married woman, says the Lord. The spirit of barrenness. Ke rata hore mo letsatsing la ka Jeko re tle re tlo bona hore ha re bolela ka spirit of barrenness, moya wa mopa re bolela ka eng. Barrenness ke ge maemo a dutsi go sa etsagale selo. Barrenness ke when feeling rejection, being in isolation, when things are not going accordingly in your life. Kana kwengwe obona okare mudimo ha arabi. But I want to say to you hore mudimo wa araba. Spirit of barrenness kehe dilo disanyake. You feel like, you know, things are not going accordingly. Dilo adietsa gale. O batla mosebetsi year in a year out. Ha o fumane mosebetsi. O nna o dutsi. O nna o lakatsa gore I wish I can get a job. Mare go ba le moya o tshwarang gore o seke wa sebetsa. Kana kwengwe e ka ba dilo mo baneng ba hao. Bana ba hao ba tsena sekolo, bana ba hao ba batla maphilo a monate, mare go be le dilo tse di bofang maphilong a bona. Kana kwengwe e ka ba ngwana ko sekolong We know gore ngwana o tlhalefile, ngwana o gona le botlhale mo bophelong ba hae. But o fumana e le gore ngwana o ha fitla ko matric kapa ha fitla ko high school, things are not will start not going well mo bophelong ba hae. Kana ko ngwana o tlhalefile ha fitla ka mo di exam, even the school, they know gore ngwana o every year in and year out ngwana o oba mo top 5 ya sekolo. Mar go be le dilo tse di distractang mind wa hae. Ngwana o feletsa a tlogela sekolo. Motho o feletsa a ska tlhole a ya sekolong. A ska tlhole a rata sekolo. It is a spirit of barrenness. In other words, gona le dilo tse di bofang tlhaloganyo ya ngwana. Gona le maemo a bofang gore ngwana o a sike a ya gope ka sekolo. Barrenness, it can cause ke dilo tse ngata. Some of the things dietsa from the blood lineage. Go ka be gona le dilo tse di neng di abolelwa in the family. Gore in this family ba keke ba fumana bana. In this family their lives they will not go far ka maphelo a bona. In this family ba tlo dula ba hlophega. Poverty ile upon their lives. But I want to say Mudimo in the book of Isaiah 54, verse 1. Are all you barren women, break forth into singing. In other words, Mudimo are lega gona le spirit sa barrenness. Moya wa o khatella. Moya wa go etsa re bophelo bo seke ba tswella pele. Mudimo are ke nako that you break that spirit. And how do you break it? You break it through prayer. You break it through faith. You break it kalintswe la Mudimo. You break it believing that the God that we serve is able. Mo bukeng ya Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Lintswe la Mudimo liri, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think of or all that we can dream of. Mudimo o khona go etsa bopaki bo ile re motho ane a sa boletela. God, Bible e bolela gore God will make you to sit with kings. In other words, Mudimo o tlotsea bophelo ba hao from the lowest level. Abutlise botle botlo shine so that yena a shine ka bophelo ba hae. Re bona ka mang? Re bona ka Mephibosheth, the son to Jonathan, the grandson to Saul. After the father and the grandfather passed on, Bible e bolela gore Mephibosheth bophelo ba gae bone bo simonate yalo. Ngwana o kholetseng in the palace, ngwana o kholetseng in the kingship, ngwana o khudileng and atseba gore o na le o tloba le everything, di chelete, di jo, everything. But we pithela bophelo ba gae bo fetuhile ibile abitsiwa gore is a cripple. Because after David abutsisa gore ke mang o sa setseng ko lelapeng la Saul, ke mang o sa setseng mo lelapeng la Jonathan, because ke ne ka ira a covenant with Jonathan gore ha nna ke tlhokofala, Jonathan will take care of my children. Ha yena a tlhokofala, I will take care of his children. Ari ke ne ka etsa a covenant, blood covenant with Jonathan. This is the time that I respond to or I act what we have agreed upon. Wa butsisa David. Ari who is still left in the house of Saul. Then one of the servant wa araba ari babotle ba tlokofetse, but there is one o asaphila, he is a bad, is a cripple. Le mama philong arona ho ka ba le so many bad, and these but bad ke tsona tletse ditlisang a spirit of barrenness. O ka be o rata Modimo o mohlankela o moseva, mari go bolediwe gore bonang o rata Modimo wa mohlankela but look at bana ba hai but look at lenyalo la hai but look at lelapa la hai bana ba hai aba fumane mesebetsi lelapa la hai lena le hlopehile why it is a spirit of barrenness tsedi se se tlisang gore go be le bo but mo maphilong a rona but mudimo are oh you barren woman break forth into singing your time of laughter has come hallelujah to Jesus your time of rejoicing has come your time of testimony has come this is a spirit of barrenness Pharaoh said to Moses when God said to Moses are Moses go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go but Pharaoh atla are Moses I will let them go but I know that these Israelites will not go far I know that they will remember come Egypt they will want to come back and indeed when they got to the sea the Israelites started complaining started blaming Moses hore wena Moses why did you take us out from Egypt why did you bring us here in the wilderness look at the Pharaoh and the chariot the Egyptians they are coming to kill us we are going to die in this wilderness why it is that was the spirit of barrenness but mudimo are the Egyptians that you see now you shall see them no more ke baba kae ba rona ba ile re ha re le mo maemong re lebella ko morao we think gore hanke ke simo hanke ke sa tsia this decision bo phelo ba ka nke bo ke bo le kaone hanke ke sa dumela gore ke tle mo ke tlo phila mo ka paketse this and that bo phelo ba ka nke bo le better I want to say to you God has moved you from ko bohlokong mo ne o le koteng you might have not seen gore gona in a place mo modimo na o batla mo teng like the Israelites they wanted to go back to a slavery life they forgot gore ko morao ko Egypt gona go le bohloko gona go le boima some of the Israelites died in Egypt they could not come out from that life of slavery from that jail but mudimo aba deliver don't think of going back o seke wa dumela the enemy abe a mantsi gore ko morao ne go le better than here no isali mudimo isali khosi dula mo lentsweni la hai ke mudimo the Israelites they wanted to fight with Moses but mudimo wa ba botsa mantswe a are the Egyptians that you see now you shall see them no more family the spirit of barrenness setsa gore maphilo abe ka motronkong in jail setsa gore maphilo abe in bondage the spirit of barrenness it is a spirit say ileng gore the enemy doesn't want us that we get our breakthrough the enemy doesn't want us that we see our miracles the enemy ha batle gore go be le lethabo maphilong a rena the spirit of barrenness sitlisa moya wa go se tshwarele the spirit of barrenness sitlisa moya wa gore every time go be le anger go be le bitterness and that will cause stress and depression in our lives the spirit of barrenness sitlisa maphilo a rona gore every time abe mo khatelo but God wants to deliver us God wants to heal us God wants to restore us from everything that the enemy stole mo maphilong a rena the spirit of barrenness ke a way e lord the enemy wa iberekisa to come against us but because mudimo ore mohlankelang is God of mercy ke ena a tlotlang a rentsha ka mogara maima otlhe a re fita mo ona child of God don't give up don't lose hope o seke wa lebella ko morao war hankebe ki satla mo hankebe ke tsere another decision bophilo ba ka nkebe le better. But I want to say to you, depend on the Lord, remain in the presence of the Lord. Jesus said to the disciples in the book of Acts, Ari, don't go out in Jerusalem. I remain there. Don't move out from the presence of the Lord. Remain there. Don't walk out from the word of God. Remain. Let your word be rooted and grounded in the word of God. Hobane mudimo wa rona ke mudimo wa dulang ditshepisong tsa lentswe la hae. Mudimo wa rona ke mudimo mohauhedi, ke mudimo mogalentweng, ke mudimo senatla sa legodimo. Mudimo wa rena a keke a o tlogela, a keke a o sia. He is always behind you. He is always next to you. Allow him to walk this path before you in the name of Jesus. Family, I'd like to encourage you. Gore o kabe o fita ka mogara maemo a bohloko. O kabe o fita ka mogara maemo where you are asking yourself a lot of things. Gore but why is my life like this? You are asking yourself a lot of things. For how long will I be in this situation? But I want to say, Mudimu wa rona o na le rona. O re tshepisitse gore a keke a re sia, a keke a re lebala. O kabe o le ka mogara maemo. Mo ile re dilo, go bonantsa o ka re mesebetsi a e teng. Go bonantsa o ka re ditšhelete, ga o di fumana. Di tsena ka mogara a pocket with holes. Di tsena ka mogara beke e le gore e tletse ka di holes. Bophelo bo bontsha o ka re bo boima and bo bontsha o ka re it is getting more tougher. But I want to say to you, when the going gets tough, God will show up. When the going gets tough, when maemo a khalifa, maemo a tatafala, when I remain in the presence of the Lord, mulele gore mudimo wena o tshepisitse mo lentsweng la hao gore you are our shepherd. O tshepisitse mo lentsweng la hao where your rod and your staff will comfort us every time. O re tshepisitse gore wena ha o re sirile monosi mari o re sia le moya o halalelang moemedi wa rona. Dumella moya o halalelang e be moemedi wa hao. Dumella moya o halalelang e be yena who will pray on your behalf. Dumela moya o halalela ebe yena a o bulela hobane ka borena ke na moemedi wa rona ka borena re keke ra khona. Without him again re keke ra khona, but ka yena re a khona gore re matlafale, ka yena re a khona gore re yeme, ka yena dilo re ya khona gore mudimo a re tlisetse bopaki maphilong a rena. Family, he is still God. He is still mighty. He is still sitting at his throne. Jesus is still interceding for us. The Holy Spirit is still with us. O seke wa give up. O seke wa give up. All you have to do, ask the Lord to teach you on how to forgive those that have wronged you, so that the spirit of barrenness se khone go breakega in your life. Allow God to restore the peace. Allow God to restore the joy in your life. Allow mudimo ebe yena a busetsa selinaba lisutswitse. Go kabe gona le spirit of barrenness in your marriage. Go kabe gona le spirit of barrenness in your family. But mudimo kena ka khonang go lwela mo dintweng tse tsotlhe tse o lebaganeng le tsona. Mudimo kena ka khonang go tlisa phetogo mo maemong ohle a o lebaganeng le ona. Allow God mo letsatsing la kajeko ore mudimo, I have tried so many things but I could not get help. I have gone to different places but I have not found God. same as you. I've not found the name which is above all names, the name of Jesus. Mudimo, se ke se lakatsang ke hore lenna utlwa thapelo yaka. Ke hore lenna pass by, lenna utlise healing mo bophelong baka. Some of the spirit of barrenness e ka ba malwetse anang a dutsi a sa batleng go tloga mo maphelong a rena mo mebileng ya rona. But kajeko o ka bolela wa re Modimo, when you have said in your word that we were healed by the stripes of Jesus, o ka bolela gore Jehova, when you are Jehovah Rapha, God our healer, kajeko o ka bolela gore Modimo le nna ke o bonagala mo bophelong baka, bonagala ka bopaki mo bophelong baka. Le nna ke nna o Jehova, I'm shouting with a loud voice gore Lord, pass me by. Le nna Modimo, feta mo ke emeng mo teng gobane ke batla thuso ya hao. The woman with the issue of blood, Bible e bolela gore o ne a le in isolation. Ona antsitswe le momotseng ba bolela gore ha ba matle because of bolwetse ba madi, mari o rile ha utlwa gore Jesus Christ is coming into the village. Ona a seke a batlo itse gore batho ba reng, ona a seke a batlo itse gore batho have given her names. Ona a tsena ko motseng are, if I can touch the hem of his garment. One a sa tlhole a batlo itse gore maemo a ntse bjang. One a feta are, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Le ka jeko allow Modimo gore e be yena a tlisang bophelo ba hao. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I can touch the hem of his garment. The centurion man said, Lord, you don't have to go to my house. All I need ke wena to send a word ko lelapeng laka, and I know gore ngwana waka will come back to life. I know gore ngwana waka will be healed. Le wena ka jeko o ka bolela gore Modimo, maemo ohle a ke leng ka mogara ona o sale Modimo wa mapaki. Maemo ohle a ke leng ka mogara ona, you are still the great God. Family, we are going to pray. Ke kopa re tsea bophelo ba hao o re Modimo ke niela go wena hape gore o be morena, o be mophulusi wa bophelo baka. Ka jeko family, o ka niela maima ohle a leng kopelong wa re Jesus, I'm surrendering everything unto you gobane tshoko ya hao e bobebe. Ka jeko ka botsa Modimo gore maemo ohle a ankimelang, a ankilisang, a etsang gore ke se ka kgona go rapela, wena o sale Modimo wa kgonang go ntwela. Let us pray. Papa, mo lebitsong le le maatla la Kriste Jesu, le mo letsatsing la ka jeko re a rapela gore bonagala, re a rapela gore Modimo e tlhagise gore wena o Modimo, wena o morena. Re tshepile wena Jehova, re tshepile wena gore wena o Modimo wa mihlolo. In Jesus mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Family, this is Muruti Mary Masina. You may contact me mo 082 787 9234. Let us meet again same time gobane Modimo e sa le morena. God bless you. Let us connect and Modimo a retse ka goloka. Family, let us join in this next worship song. Re mutumise, re muhlankele, and dance for the Lord. Amen and amen.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za. www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.